Felix, thank you so much for joining us today. We trust that you're doing well. It was interesting. I was reading an article by our friend Mark Swolinski talking to you about your consecutive game streak and Jack Campbell's consecutive game streak. And you made an interesting point about how you thought for Jack it might be a little more difficult and might take a little more mental strength just because, you know, you were playing every day. And he's not playing every day. And as you said, he's not getting the chance to get into a groove like I did. I'm wondering if you can just explain that a bit and for our listeners.
Well, I mean, for me, when you know, it was second year coming back after the good run we've had the year before, and then we started the year pretty good. The team was playing well. And you know, I just seemed to pick up where I left the year before. And you know, out of the 10, the first 10 games, I've been 9 out of them. So, you know, back in the days, you know, the number one goalie was playing often. We were playing back-to-back or whatnot. And that's the way we felt. We liked to play. We were getting into grooves. So sometimes, you know, I know for myself, I always, you know, played a lot. So I've liked it that way. And as for Jack, who I'm sure every goalie likes to play a lot, but unfortunately he's been hurt, he's been injured, and being able to put, you know, a few, you know, it's been one long streak, but he's put a few short streak together where he had a chance to play. So I think, you know, I think he deserves a lot of credit for doing it.
What did, when you were in the middle of it, Felix, in that of that, and as you said, that was a really good, that was a great Leafs team. You're coming. It was the team that lost to the in seven to the Kings in the semifinals the spring before. City was Leaf crazy. It was Blue Jay crazy too at that point. But do you remember what it felt like when you were in the middle of that run?
It was just fun playing. You know, like I remember coming to camp, and after the first year I had, everybody was telling me if I was scared or afraid of having the second year jinx. And you know, I've thought so much about it that starting the year like that was a lot of fun. And you know, I remember not really thinking about the record, just go along, and we were doing like what we were doing the year before in the playoff when we were winning games. So everybody was happy, and it was fun to do it at that time.
You know, you could talk to baseball players, golfers about what it feels like when they're in a groove. What does it feel like for a goaltender when you're in a groove? Like, how would you describe it?
It just seems like everything gets easier. I mean, the play gets slower. I mean, you play a lot of games, which means maybe, you know, you practice a little less. And you know, I'm not saying I didn't like to practice, but mm-hmm. It's always a lot more fun playing than practicing. And, you know, things just get easier. I mean, compared to when you get in maybe a tough patch where you get in a bit of a slump, and it's really hard to get by. The bounces don't go your way. So when you're in the groove, when you play a lot, when things go well, you know, you get the bounce that sometimes don't go your way. They all go your way, and it gets easier.
You know, we've seen in during the stretch, Felix, with this stretch with Jack Campbell, we've kind of got a sense of the team rallying around him as well, that there's, you know, the team is rooting for him, and, you know, and again, playing with a degree of confidence in front of him. Tell me about the team aspect of that as well. Like, what's it feel like when, you know, with your teammates, and, you know, how that kind of impacts their confidence when they know you're in a hot streak behind them?
Well, I think I always thought that it goes hand to hand. I mean, you know, you have to make the saves when you have to, but at the same time, you know, the team that plays in front of you helps you a lot every night. And, you know, I think for a kind of streak like that to happen, I mean, your guys in front of you have got to play well. And, you know, I was watching the game yesterday, and, you know, maybe after maybe a tough first goal, it didn't even show. I mean, he came back, made a lot of big saves. The team kept playing, and then, you know, they went on to win the game. So, you know, I think it goes end to end.
In general, what do you make of this year's Leafs team, Felix?
I like it. I think, you know, it's something that always keep an eye from here. And, you know, in the years past, they've been playing well, but seemed that in the playoff, they faded away a little bit. And, you know, I see a little bit of what we did in 92-93 this year, where You know, they started good, but as the season goes on, I mean, they seem to get stronger, and not only offensively. I think they're playing well without the puck, and you know, the closer they get to the playoff, the better you play. It gets lethargic on the team, and it's a good thing before the playoff.
You know, Felix, there's a generation of fans, Leafs fans here, who haven't really experienced what it was like to, you know, watch a contending Leafs team, a team that looked like it had a chance to win the Stanley Cup. And again, obviously it's different with no fans in the stands. That's going to be a little bit different. But can you talk a little bit about what it's like to be, you know, kind of on top of the world with a Toronto Maple Leafs hockey team? Because I have pretty vivid memories of what those years were like in the early 90s. Well, you know, it was wild.
It was crazy in the stands, but what they're going to feel is, and, you know, I don't want to say that because hopefully people are going to be careful. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with COVID. But the magic I felt that when we get out of the rink, you know, like we had a hard time getting into our cars because, you know, Maple Leaf Garden was, there's people everywhere. People were going crazy. You know, it was in the building, outside the building, every day in between games. It was magical. I mean, I've didn't experience anything like that after. So, you know, I think it has been, we did that. There was a long time before they had a good run in the playoff, and people were just part of our success at that time.
Felix, you talked about, you know, the different experiences there and experiencing what it was like when you were on a roll with that Leafs team. You are now coaching a midget AAA team in Magog. Your team is going to Thunder Bay, to the TELUS Cup. You know, look, boy, it's COVID. We got COVID times. What's it like to coach kids in the COVID era, man?
It's not easy this year. I mean, the kids here in Quebec were not allowed to play games, so we've had training camp. We were allowed to do training camp. When we made the team, we got shut down again, so we're only able to practice, I mean, 4 or 5 times a week, every day of the week, and there's no game on the weekend. So the kids have been really, really good to put the work and stay motivated. But you can feel maybe the last week or two where the, you know, the motivation has been gone, and I understand that. We try to keep it interesting, but after a while, you know, when you play a competitive sport, you need to practice to play a game, and we haven't played a game, and especially for those kids where they're 15, 16, it's the level before major junior, you know, not knowing how the draft's going to be. The scouts didn't see them, so I think it puts a lot of stress on them, but I tip my hat to them because they've been really, really good all year.
I was going to say, how, for the kids who are eligible for the junior draft, like how is scouting can't take place in a conventional way? Like what's the communication? Like what are they, how does anybody know, you know, who's good or, you know, or who's evolved as a player or any of those things you would normally be talking about at this time of year?
Well, I think they've keep track of them in the past year, but I think more this year than, you know, they always call the coaches and called us to talk about our players. But I think more than ever this year, they're going to have to, you know, to talk to coaches and figure it out. If, you know, I'm not even sure how they're going to do it. You know, it's easy for me to talk about my players, but if they ask me to rank in a first, second, third rounder, I can't even do that because I didn't see any other players in the league. So it's going to be a tough draft. It's going to be a tough draft for the team, for the kids, and we'll see what's going to happen.